This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One of my favorite aphorisms is, the things that go wrong often make the best memories. I was reminded of this aphorism recently when I was in the gorgeous new Moynihan train station in New York City to take an Amtrak train from New York City to New Haven. As I rode the escalator down to the train tracks to board the train, I was reminded of a very memorable visit to Amtrak from years ago. It was the end of my daughter Eliza's winter break, so she was going to take the train back to college. Because the weather had turned frigid, she was taking a lot of heavy winter clothes back with her, so she was traveling with two huge suitcases. Because she had so much to manage, I took the taxi with her from home to the train station to help out. As we waited, she decided she wanted some coffee, so I held her cartoonishly oversized puffy coat while she went into Dunkin' Donuts. Just as she was coming back, the track for her train was announced, so everyone waiting in the station started surging toward the escalator to get down to the train. Eliza raced to get in line with her two huge bags. I gave her a quick last kiss and hurried away. As soon as I was out of doors, however, I realized I was still holding her giant coat, and it was about 10 degrees outside. I rushed back in and somehow managed to push my way down to the platform and push my way through all the people milling about. I was racing back and forth until I spotted her. "Here's your coat," I yelled as I pushed it to her. "Wow, thanks," she said, looking astonished. She hadn't realized that I still had her coat. I heard the train's warning bell start to ring, so I headed back upstairs. Phew! Back in the present day, as I waited for my train to New Haven, I texted Eliza a photo of the train station and wrote, "Every time I take Amtrak, I think of the time I almost forgot to give you your coat, and you had those two giant bags. Did you also have coffee, or am I making that up?" I'd begun to doubt my memory. Had she really tried to carry a cup of coffee while dealing with those two bags, or had I embellished the story in my mind? She wrote back, "Yes, of course I had coffee. It was a disaster." Then in another text, she added, "It was a mistake I managed to keep repeating." I remember this incident so clearly. The unwieldy bags, the cup of hot coffee that was suddenly in the way, the weight of that coat, my anxiety that I wouldn't find Eliza in time. It had been kind of horrible at the moment, but I love thinking back on that morning. If it hadn't been so stressful, I would have no memory of that morning with Eliza at all. The things that go wrong often make the best memories. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.